Blog Talk Radio.
You leave your home for days and days.
Yeah. Money ain't shit. Bitches ain't neither. You know I'm on that grass. Don't cut on the sprinklers. Put it on my mind, on my breath and on my fingers. Niggas try to bite my style, but my style a jalapeno. I got skin and add jeans. Trucks on the pocket. Money talks, nigga. I'm caught up in the gossip. You know all my bitches batter. And all my swishes batter. I milk this shit like cattle. That's my word like Scrabble. And your main girl is a hoe. I go Wayne's World in her throat. She swallows over the nuts. You fuck around, find a squirrel in her throat. I go take worm in that hoe. Let my snake worm in that hoe. Nigga, we take turns in that hoe. These niggas so green, they glow. I am the best thing since wet pussy on my private jet with my chef cooking. So big-headed, my neck crooked. My niggas foul when the ref looking. My big bro is Mac Main. So much weed, I got grass stains. These nuts, that's bags claim. I'm on them trees like candy canes. Little toots.
Yeah. 2 Chainz, I might book me for a show. Charge my ass to low and pick up the whole dough. That's hustonomics, I was high in my class picture. I like math, all I did was add bitches. Swagger good low, got your girl on all fours. It's not doggy style, I call it froggy style. You dog her out, I tell her, hop in, hop in. 2 Chainz, my first chain had a twin. Gas in my blunt, watching ESPN. And if that pussy good, I wanna see her again. Yeah, I'm from College Park and I got your bra with me. Wet me. Salt water pool, I can put a shark in it. Everything's authentic. Plus I name my pistol. Last name fuck, first name I don't give up. Pockets look pregnant, they about to deliver. So when I start tipping, you know the procedure.
Alright. All my niggas gangsters, all my bitches freaks. I tickle her pussy, got that pussy tickle pink. I'm the heart of the streets, and I just skip the beat. And if that pussy sweet, I want that candy trick or treat. I got diamonds in my teeth, so all my words are precious. I'm so fucking hot, I'ma need some more S's, man, I'm on some other shit. I want another bitch, that want another bitch. And I don't cuddle, bitch, I hit her with that shovel dick. I got in that pussy and dug a ditch. Some people gotta punch the clock. Man, I'd rather punch a brick, cause I'm that nigga. And I'm so cold, I just shiver. These niggas think they hard. These niggas just nipples. I pop a nigga like a sickle. Drop a nigga like a missile. More money, more issues. I size you up, then fit you, don't
you?
Yo, 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 welcome, 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 welcome to the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, guys. This is the place where it all goes down, ladies and gentlemen. Goes down right here every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock Central Time. Tonight is going to be a fantastic show. I got my boy on here, Unique INT. Unique, where you at, baby?
What's good? What's good, everybody? What's up, world? What's up with you?
Hey, man, I'm just hanging in there, man, just chilling, man. And also, I got my man on the phone, Jay Kush. Where you at, Jay Kush?
Yo, what's up, man? It's Jay Kush. How y'all doing,
yeah,
man?
Yeah. Hey, we also got a guy that's going to call in a little bit, A Thugger. We're going to get with him a little bit later on. First, we're going to get my man, Jay Kush, up, because Jay Kush is at work right now, guys. So you know how it is when you're at work. You got to take this time out. He got a time out. He's got his lunch break. He told his boss he'd be back as soon as he's done. He said he could do whatever, but I'm going to give a man a break and not hold him up. Hey, guys, you already know how the show goes. Hey, guys, when I ask these guys for a world premiere, they're going to give me a world premiere. Speak to you guys, but you know what's going on. Hey, you know what? And we're going to talk to them a little bit and find out what's going on in their lives, man, because these are some outstanding artists on the phone right now. So if anybody got any questions, you can dial me up at 646-716-5971. Again, that number is 646-716-5971. Okay, guys, let's get on with the show. Okay, check it out, guys. I hear a lot of feedback going on. I don't know whose phone it is, But if you guys aren't really talking right now, you can mute your phones out later on, because first of all, I want to talk to both of you cats real quick. I want to, Unique, what's going on, Unique? What's the word, baby?
Man, just out here grinding. Actually, you know, I got a couple of tours that are going to be popping off, and, man, I've been getting my sponsors in order, you know. Man, it's been a blessing coming from nothing to something real fast.
That's what's up. Hey, dude, you already know. I know about it, man. I already know about it, brother. Hey, hold on to that thought, man. Hold on to that thought, Unique. I don't want you to give out too much right now, brother. Hold on to that thought, bro. Hey, Jay Cush, what's going on with you, man? What you got going on, brother?
Hey, pretty much right now I'm trying to get to, I'm almost finished on my debut mixtape, the Marijuana Gospel. It's coming out December 23rd, and I'm going to be dropping a music video to go along with it called Every Time You Go.
Wow.
We just out here repping 717, trying to put on for our city.
Wow, nice. Hey, man, hold on, you guys, hold on 1 second. I see Harold the Hippie out there checking in. What's up, Harold?
Oh, man, what's going on, Caesar, man? I'm sorry I'm late, man. I had to sneak on the phone, man. Grandma started tripping, man.
Oh, wow. Hey, your grandma's on her meds today? What's she doing? She's off the meds?
Oh, man, my brother, man, he hit her meds, man. But I had to tune in, man. I heard about this Jay Cush guy, man. I want to be in the video.
You want to be in the video?
Okay.
Oh, man, yeah, man. You're far out, man. You're right down my alley, man.
That's what's up, man. You can definitely be
I got some good music too, man. Hey, I got somebody out there at a 201 number, 201-8786. What's up, caller?
Hi, my name is Sarah. I'm calling from uptown. Is A Thugger in the building?
No, ma'am. He'll be back in about 5 minutes. He's calling back in. You can hold on if you want. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Can I leave
a message?
You can hold on real quick. He'll be back.
Okay.
I'll come back to you. Okay.
I'm right here.
No, hey, Harold. He wasn't talking about you, man. He's talking about a cat named A Thugger. He's here to come. He's coming on the show tonight. I got another caller, 307. You want to make a comment?
Yo, what's up? I was just giving a shout-out to my boy, Unique.
Oh, okay. Well, check it out, guys.
Yeah.
Check it out.
This is Z.
Okay. Hey, caller, like I told the young lady, hold on for 1 second, my brother, because we're going to be right back with Unique. First up, we're going to have Jay Cush come up. So we'll be right back with Unique. So stay on the phone, caller, all right?
All right, yes, we'll do.
Okay, all right. Let's get my caller back on mute. Go in there and switch him off. Well, I don't see how to switch him off. Anyway, okay, guys, we're going to have a great show tonight. Jay Cush, I got to tell you, man, it's going to be fantastic, man. I got to find another song to play real quick. Hey, Jay Cush, we'll be right back for you.
Hey, man, play She's Hot. Play She's Hot, man.
Hey, check it out, little brother. I know you want to hear She's Hot, but we don't have that song in the archives right now. That's the wrong song in the archives, man. Yeah, that's the mix song. I'm gonna download the song for you so we have that song. Okay, guys. Well, this is my boy Boo C from the Coke Boys and Waka Flocka. Check it out.
Big face, 100 and old 20.
Black.
All my niggas thugging, and they in that 20. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Trumpy girl, Trumpy girl, Trumpy girl. You with the squad? You got all these girls.
Let me be that new guy. Violate, I shoot mine. Train to go on the road. Uncle Luke, we too high. Get right, I'm A-B. Cash money, I'm bad. My Bronx niggas ain't playing. Coke boys, we grindin'. To the top boy, we climbing. Goons out, they fakin'. Fool niggas all training. Turned up on the fuck boy. They leakin' on that pavement.
Pulled up, hopped out, my wrist are Dougie and I'm thuggin' it. Richer than your husband, ex and brother them. I'm with the Grove and them. In the crayon, gas pay 23,000 for these L rings. 15,000 big old ring. All I know is flex. Bodybuilder swag, I got muscle, motherfucker.
fucker. Came a long way from jugging weed and circle smokers. Life will be the local. All I know is flash. Fucker. Money, money, money. I might feed me some more money. I feel like John Belushi. I might break me up so bunny. Big face, honey. And old 20. All my niggas thugging. And they in their 20. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl, you with the squad, you got options, girl. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl, she with the squad, she got options, girl. Catch me VIP with Dirt Game, my brother, they scrap with the loot game. Justice Gates, aka Nike, make it swish, yeah. I ain't homeless, but I'm picking down so everywhere. Girl, shoes and chains, shining like a shooting star. 803, Mark City, Mark Star. Fuck the parking lot, we having shootouts at the bar. Brick squad, JCE, ballin' MVP. So much haters on my dick, I thought they all was shit. Cash money with these racks, I'll take your lady. Been a hot boy, call me Weezy, Julie Dirt, baby, gang spot.
On 3 days, feel fresher than you. Start rapping and robbing what I'm destined to do. All that loud talking, better have your weapon with you. Niggas ain't jumping shit, I will bless in the crew. Be like, why not Rick song? Why not check song? Send me automatic 9, why not text song? See me in your hood, boy, you better respect song. Send them firefighters to your block, wet song. Robbing him or robbing, fuck a company. Fucking nigga bitch, damn my occupation. Think I'm Puerto Rican, hair napping like a Haitian. Keeping all the money, them bitches I'm replacing. Did you how I do?
I do.
This how a nigga shine. February shirt off like it's summertime.
Big face, honey, and old 20. All my niggas thugging, and they in their 20. They say 30's the new 20s. I'm like, boy, stop. I don't do too much talking, just let the bands pop. Tropic girl, tropic girl, tropic girl. You with the squad? You got options, girl. Tropic girl.
Yo, 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 that's right, baby. Boo City in the house, man. One of the Coke Boys, actually Robert Jack, supposed to be calling in later on from the Coke Boys. He's going to call in and let us know something was going on with those cats. Hey, man, I just want to shout out to everybody out there that's listening in right now, everybody on Facebook, everybody on Twitter. Thank you, guys, for tuning in tonight. So we're going to talk to my man, Jay Cush. Jay Cush, what's up, baby?
I was just chilling, you know what I'm saying? Like, grinding, you know what I'm saying? Doing me. Trying to make, you know what I'm saying? Classic music.
Hey, Jay Cush, I got a couple questions for you right off the bat, brother. And I know Harold is dying over there with questions. Hey, Jay Cush, I got to ask you, man. How long you been in the game and how did you get started?
I've been in the game, like, a year. I've been just trying to, like...
A year?
Whoa.
Oh, wow, man. He's still way behind the ears, man.
You're a Nubian? Nah. You're a Nubian? Boy, what the hell's going on, man? We ain't got no Nubians on the show.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was in the Navy, like, up until, like, December 2011.
Okay.
And I had decided to get out, you know what I mean? Because I had a dream. I wanted to do my own thing, and I wanted to make music. I wanted to be an author. I wanted to be a rapper. And I decided I was going to take that chance, and I was just going to get out and chase after what I wanted. So I went to Puerto Rico and back to my hometown for a bit. Spent a couple of months out there with my wife. And essentially, like, we split. I came back to back to York, and I started making music to, I guess, like, you know, try to get myself back together, back to, like, what I wanted. And,
Right.
It just started from there.
Wow. That's great, man. That's great. Hey, let me ask you, have you done anything major out there yet since you've been working?
Doing what?
Have you hooked up with anybody major since you've been working?
Next one.
I've collabed with a couple artists, but not like T-Flow, but not like any like major artists. I've definitely got a chance to work with some great up-and-coming ones, though. And then it's been a blessing, you know what I'm saying? Like with the marijuana gospel, I got a about 5 features on it, and it's gonna be dope.
Hey, Caesar, man, Caesar, can you mute somebody's mic, man? I can't hear, man.
Wow. Yeah. It's gonna be pretty hard, Harold. Hold on for a second, Harold.
I'm right here.
Yeah, that was Unique's phone. I got him muted out. Okay, guys, let's get back to the interview. Unique, I had to mute your phone out, man. You had a lot of background noise, so I'll mute you back in when we get ready to talk to you. Right now, we're talking to Jay Cush out there. Jay Cush, you said you were married. You're in the Navy, so you're doing pretty good, man. But you're not married now, so you got back on your grind. And where are you located right now, brother?
York, Pennsylvania, 717.
Okay, that's cool. I know that area, too, man. I've been there a couple of times. Never did anything as far as music, but I traveled there. You know, I don't know what I was there for. I don't know if it was a girl or something. It might have been that. I don't know. But anyway, Jay Cush.
Bunch of my hair.
I'm like, hey, Jay Cush, I want to ask you some other questions, man. I want my boy Harold to come on. And Harold, you want to talk to my man a little bit, Harold?
Oh, man, absolutely, man. So you've only been actually in the music business for a year, man. That's incredible, man. How many CDs have you came out with or mixtapes, man?
Well, I came out with, like, 3 mixtapes, but they were, like, essentially, like, mixtapes I made at the crib, you know what I'm saying, on my laptop. So, like, they were, like, the production and, like, the mixing and mastering wasn't, like, professional, I guess. So, like,
right.
This is the first the mixtape I'm coming out with now, the Marijuana Gospel. It's like the first mixtape where I put like money invested. I mean, I went like to the crazy lengths to get it to sound the way I wanted it to. You know what I'm saying? To make it perfect for the people.
Wow, man. Now, as far as the music business is concerned, man, what artist and stuff has inspired you to do what you do, man?
Well, definitely Wiz Khalifa. I mean, like, I was definitely a fan of him when I was in the Navy. I remember I used to, like, drive around listening to Kush and Orange Juice and just, like, zone out and think, damn, yo, like, one day I want to smoke weed like that, like that dude, you know what I'm saying? I want to be able to, like, do that. So, I mean, like, that was definitely what inspired me to, like, want to chase that dream, I guess. So I definitely got to give him much love.
Wow, man. Now, as far as similarities, man, what is your style, man? Who are you similar to that's major in the industry?
Honestly, I don't know, because, I mean, like, I didn't really, like, try to emulate other rappers. I didn't really start listening to rap until I was, like, 18. And I didn't really, like, I liked T.I. I definitely liked Rick Ross and some other guys, like, when I was listening to rap in the Navy, but... Like, recently, I mean, I'm definitely listening to, like, Kendrick Lamar, Mac Miller, some of, like, the
right.
more, I guess,
different. Now, you said Rick Ross. Now, man, I didn't know Rick Ross even did music rapping, man. I mean, what do you mean? Who are you talking about, man?
He's talking about the fat boy, dude. He's talking about the rap artist, not Freeway Ricky Ross, not the real Rick Ross. He's talking about the guy that's the fat dude.
Oh, the CEO.
The probationer, you know what I'm saying? A probation officer turned, you know what I'm saying?
Well, his name, I don't think his name's Rick Ross, is it? What's his name, Caesar?
It's Rosé.
Ricky Rosé. Okay, man. Well, that's cool, man. How about old school, man? Who do you like old school? Any Cypress Hill or anything?
I definitely got respect, you know what I'm saying, Tupac and Biggie. You know what I'm saying? Like, they definitely, like, paved the road out, you know, the road for all the rappers that came out after them. So, I mean, definitely them.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, like I said, I mean, I never really used to listen to rap music like that, like, until I was 18.
Well,
it's all right,
man. My grandmother wouldn't even let me listen to the radio, man. That's why I started smoking and watching Cheech and Chong movies, man.
How old are you now, dog? How old are you now?
I'm 26.
26.
Okay.
Wow, man. You're still young, man. That's cool, man. Hey, my question for you, man, is like, you know, if you didn't listen to rap music back then, man, I mean, what were you listening to, man? Country?
Nah, like, my mom, she was, like, real, like, religious. And so, like, I used to always listen to, I was a drummer when I was, like, at a church. So I would listen to, like, you know, a lot of, like, gospel music and church kind of, you know, like, stuff, like Spanish music and all kind of stuff. And then once
that,
I turned
man.
Hey, hold on, man. Let me tell Harold something. Hey, Harold, I know this guy sounds black. Well, he is black in a way, but this is a Puerto Rican cat we got on the phone, man.
Oh, wow, this is Puerto Rican right, man? You got that unicent on here also, man.
Yeah, he's Puerto Rico. He's Puerto Rico.
I was born over
there. But the next guy you got on unicent, man, isn't he Puerto Rican?
No, this is the only Puerto Rican guy I got on the phone tonight, man. This is the only guy.
The other guy, unicent, man, he looks Puerto Rican too, man.
Who are you talking about, Unique, INT?
Oh, I thought it was Unicent.
No, man. Jay Kush, you got a song called Tipsy. Can you tell me about that song?
What song?
Is it Tipsy?
Kissy?
Yeah, I think so.
Nah.
You got a song? What song you got called you sent me that had Tipsy in it?
Nah, I sent you Every Time You Go, and I think the first one I had sent you was Angel Spaceships, but.
Wow, I got a song up here right now, and it says Tipsy, so I must have downloaded the wrong song, man.
The ones I just sent you now were Every Time You Go and Forgive Me, God.
Hey, let me play this song a little bit and see what it is. Now, that's not your song, huh?
Nah.
Oh, wow, man. Hey, Jay Kush, I got a question for you, man. Now, you're Spanish,
sure,
right?
Huh?
Now, you know it's really important to represent, man, for the Hispanic and Latinos, man. I hope when you do your song, man, that you're, like, mixing it in, man, a little bit of Latin here, a little bit of Latin there, man.
Oh, definitely. On the previous mixtape I've done, like, I've definitely done some songs in Spanish, like, to maintain that and to keep putting on for Puerto Rico. And I'm going to keep on, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my home first. That's where I got love for because of my family's over there. You know what I'm saying? That's where I want to go back to. So in my future, works, it's always going to have that, you know, sound, you know what I mean, growing up from that.
Yeah, are you mixing both languages when you're doing music, or are you just, like, totally Americanized, man?
Well, I guess you could say I'm totally Americanized, you know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I've been living in,
man!
Yeah, I mean, I've been living in York since I was, like, 7, so, like, I'm
wow,
26
man.
Now. I mean, that's, like, almost 20 years.
Check out my boys, man, from California, man. You want to check out Kid Frost, man. He does the whole Latin American thing, man, when he's rapping, man. He's hot, man. And also, you want to go with Mellow Man Ace, man. Look at these guys, man, when you're by a computer, man. Google them, man. These guys are straight fire, man, and they represent, man, not only here, man, but for the Latin communities, man. You got to always remember where you're from, man, and try to mix that in with your music, man.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I definitely have, like, a lot of songs. I mean, I definitely have some songs where they're in Spanish, and I was talking to my brother about recording a music video, like, for my album in Puerto Rico in my hometown. Like, it's going to be in half Spanish, half English. Because, I'm never going to forget my island. You know what I'm saying? That's my home. That's who I am. It's in my blood. It's in my genetics. I can't forget that.
Absolutely, man. I'm trying to get back to Amsterdam, man.
Hell, you want to go to Amsterdam? Try to smoke
yeah,
that weed.
Man. I want to go to the red light district, man. I'm waiting for Caesar to pay me some money, man. Then me and my boy Willie can go.
Yo, let me know. Wow. Should I go out there with you?
All day, man. I think that'd be a better place to shoot a video, man.
Definitely, like, especially if it's like some on some weed focus shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, but
That's all.
I definitely
want
to do something in Puerto Rico.
That's all Harold's involved with is the weed smoking, man. That's why he wants to go. But anyway, hey, brother, check it out. I got a song by you called Angel Spaceship. Can you tell me a little about that before we go ahead?
Sure. Essentially, it's a love song for this chick that inspired, like, me to rap again, essentially. Like, she was why I became a rapper. She was what made me want this. And that's a song, you know, about her, I guess.
Cool. Because
to me, she was like an angel.
Okay, cool. That's what's up. Give me a world premiere and let's play the song, brother.
Hey, this is Jay Kush. This is Angel Spaceships, and you're on DJ Black Season Friends.
It's Jay Kush. Jay Kush. Angel Spaceships. Angel Spaceships. Fuck it. I don't know how to begin this since we finished. You can tell you I'm fine, I ain't tripping. Wishing things were different. I just hope you happy, I'ma mind my business. I try to keep it moving, but it's quicksand that I'm sinking. I try to hang on to my sanity, but I lose my gripping. And now I'm just slipping into oblivion. And that's just an extended way of saying it's you I'm missing. Going fucking crazy, wishing we could kick it. I tell you how bad I wanna kick your lips. Gotta let you go, cause I'm pissed. I try resisting, lock you up in the abyss. Forget you and everything that we did. Forget that we almost had a fucking kid. And now we ain't shit. How could everything come to this? We were supposed to be eternal, and now we don't exist. We were supposed to be eternal, now we don't exist. Like you beat me, parts made in heaven, but you complete me. I fell in love with an angel, so only God can heal me. We were one, and now we're the real me. So now that we over, I know this is gonna kill me. I hope that it don't kill you, cause now that we're apart, my heart is on autopilot. And it pumps my love so it could heal you, and from harm to kill you. Cause I can never do you harm, unlike other niggas who would beat you. But if I broke your heart, then shouldn't you? Mars and the light. You can take me so high, couldn't give you the location. Cause every time you moan, it's the frequency to my station. So kick back on this galactic travel, fuck your destination. If the heart's doing the sin, there's gonna be some complications. And if the mind's doing the driving, it could be open to suggestions and misdirection. So if you knew maybe a ending, you were second guessing. To have you once felt like a blessing. Maybe I'm a glutton, cause your heart, I wish I would've kept it. Instead of playing games, I would've stopped messing. All I can do now is to see the best. Moving off of you feels like coming back from death. No oxygen in my lungs, so I have no breath. Broke heart, I ain't got no check. Every tale has a story. What's an alphabet with no X?
Nice, man. I'm digging that track, brother. That was real sweet. What you think about that, Harold?
Oh, man, Caesar, man, you must be drinking, man. But look, I'm going to be really honest, man. It sounds like you recorded that, man, on a cell phone, man. That's one problem I have with the song. And the next, man, brother, you need to, like, read the dictionary, man. I mean, to really, you know, get the proper wordplay, man. But, I mean, this is a little bit of, you know, criticism, man, that will really help you to do what you do, man. You know what I mean? I honestly think that you need to get in the studio, a better studio, man, and really, you know, perfect this, man, and then you might have something, man.
Well, Caesar, are you there, man?
Or are you drinking another margarita?
I thought the song was laid back and had me getting jiggy over here, so it was fantastic to me, brother. It was like some old school pimp stuff. That's what I'm into. I'm into that old school pimp stuff.
It could be, man. It could be something nice, man. But I mean, it's like his wordplay, man, needs to be a little bit more productive, man. You know what I mean?
Well, I hear you, Harold. But the brother did a good job on that. So okay, Harold. Hey guys, let me take some callers. I got a lot of callers out there. The whole phone lines are lit up. Let me take a caller real quick and see what they think about it. 646. Your phone is open. 646-506. Your mic is open. You can make a comment or ask a question. Hey.
It's your boy, A Thugger, man. How y'all feeling out there calling in? Know what I mean, Black Rolling Stones. Shout out to Caesar Radio.
Cool.
We live.
Cool, man.
What's
I'm
good,
glad
man?
You
know,
in,
we about
man.
To play. We about to play a couple of hits tonight and all that. You know what I'm saying? It's going down.
Yeah. Hey,
shout out to all the artists that's up here.
Check it out, guys. Since I got three people on the phone tonight, we're all only going to be able to play one track. When I have two people, we play two tracks. When I have three people, we only play one track. So we just heard from my man Jay Kush. It was a laid back song. It sounded like some pimp stuff to me, man. I was like really getting into it. Hey, did you hear that song, A Thugger?
Nah, I just tuned in. I just got in. I heard like a little snippet of it. I like the beat of it. It sounded a little wavy. The flow was a little different. I like, you know, but I can't really judge it because I ain't hear it from the beginning. You know what I'm saying? But I like the beat.
Cool,
it sounds cool. You know what I mean?
Cool. Hey, brother, we're going to put you back on.
If you're
going to
play one joint, I thought you was going to play two, but if you're going to play one joint, we could go with that. I Got the Bank joint, you know what I mean? That's my new single off the Signature album, you know what I mean? Megastarbrand.com,
okay.
You know what I mean? Check it out.
Oh, okay, that's cool. Okay, let me know then when we get back to you, brother. Just tell me the name of the song again. Okay, I'm going to take another caller real quick. Let's take this caller right here. No, I already had you on, so let's take you back off. Let's get this caller right here. 307-247. Would you like to make a comment or ask a question?
I just heard that track, man. That's a good track, bro. I was feeling it.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
This is your boy Z, man. Coming out of 307, I'm out in the Casper, Wyoming, doing the Wild West.
Oh wow! Hey, you been shooting any deers out there lately?
No, man. I don't really get into that whole hunting thing, man. Like I'm just on my grind. You know what I mean? Trying to push my music as well. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's trying to do their thing.
Well, look, guys. If you guys want to get at me, you can get at me at 662-995-0679. If you want to set up an interview, get interviewed on the show, you can call me at 662-995-0679. These shows are recorded, so you can go back and listen to it later on. If you need to get the information again, if you want to call into the show, you can call in at 646-716-5971. Again, it's 646-716-5971. And we really wish you guys would call in. I got a lot of other people out there with their hands up, but I think 201, I think you called in from man A Thugger, And let's see, 360, you called in for a Thugger. And let's see. I got a couple other people out there. But we're gonna get back into it and see what's going on with these people. Hey, Jay Kush, can you give out your social networks, how to get in touch with you, brother?
Hey, sure thing. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Jay Kush King.
No. I don't even need you to say that.
Hello? Jay Kush, are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah, give your social network one more time, brother. I heard that's all I heard. Can you give it out one more time?
Hey, sure thing. I'm on Twitter and on Instagram at Jay Kush King.
Jay Kush King, okay.
Yeah.
Where you at on Facebook, brother?
I'm on Facebook at facebook.com Jay Gonzo 420.
Yeah. That's where you're at on Facebook. Yeah, I'm glad you got in touch with me today, man, and told me where it was at because I was looking for you everywhere. And I kept finding some cat that I knew wasn't you. I knew because I knew you were a light-skinned guy, and he was a dark-skinned guy. So I'm glad you got me on point, man. Hey, dude, thanks for coming to the show tonight. You did a wonderful job. Your song was excellent. I don't know what Harold's smoking. He's probably on those brownies again.
It's all good. Not everybody likes you. I mean, I don't expect to make a fan of everybody. You know what I mean? It's all good.
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I hear you, but we tell the truth on this show, you know.
Hey, I want to ask you a question, man. Now, where did you record that song at, man?
That was at my homeboy studio, but we never got to, like, mix it and master it. Like, that wasn't even the song I was expecting to play on the radio. I was expecting my new one off my
head. It's all good, man. Here's what I'd like to do, man. I'd like you to hook up with my management, man. They're out of Washington, D.C. How far is that away from you?
Like 2 hours.
All right, if you're willing to take the trip, man, I'll go ahead and talk to my management, man, and we'll have you thrown in the studio to go ahead and mix and master this stuff with some professionals, man. And I'm sure when you come back on the show that you play that, man, Caesar's going to be like, wow, man, that's far out.
What that?
Hey, so, check it out, Harold. Just let you know, Harold, I could tell it wasn't mixed and mastered, so I was not talking about the mixing and mastering. I was just talking about the song itself. And he didn't put that song on the play for us tonight. That was
it's all good, babe. Hey, babe, it's all good, man.
I was expecting that song to play. I thought y'all were going to play
my
new song off my new mixtape.
It's all good, man. It's all good.
What's the name of your new song, brother?
Every Time You Go off the Marijuana Gospel.
Oh, okay. Look, check it out, brother. Just to show you that I'm a good guy, I will get that song loaded up for next week, and we'll bring that song on the show, and we'll play it next week. We'll probably bring it as an introduction song, but I'm going to call you up and let you know we will have a song on the show next week.
Hey, I appreciate that, fam. Good luck.
Yes, sir. Okay, now, my man Jay Kush has just spoken. You guys just heard him. Sounds like an excellent guy, man. You guys need to get to know him. Check him out on his website. He just got to telling you where his social networks are at. He's going to tell you one more time before he gets off. Jay Kush, I know you got to go back to work, man, so give me your social networks one more time, brother.
Yeah, I'm on Twitter and on Instagram at Jay Kush King, and on Facebook at facebook.com. Parentheses Jay Gonzo 420.
Cool. Jay Kush, we appreciate you giving that shout out, man. We appreciate you shouting your information out one more time, brother. You did a wonderful job, man. A good interview for your first time, brother. You did a great job.
Hey, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
Yes, sir. Hey, we will have you back on the show again, man, but we do charge for that second time, but I don't think I'll charge you, man. I think you just come back on the show, and we'll do it all over again, showing love to my man Jay Kush. Hey, guys, you just heard it right here, Jay Kush on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show with the song. What's the name of that song again, Jay Kush?
Angel Spaceships.
And it just needs mixing and mastering. Thank you, Jay Kush. We will talk to you later, my brother.
All right. Have a good night.
All right. You have a good night also. Okay. Let's get back on the phone lines with my people. Where you at, Unique INT?
Right here.
What's up with you, baby? How you doing, man?
Man, just moving around. I'm going to pick up my car. I had to get some brakes.
Oh, wow. Let me tell you about this man right here before we get started. This guy right here is one hell of a dude, man. This guy is one young entrepreneur, dude. He's doing everything. He does videos. He does graphics. He does whatever you guys need in the entertainment world out there as far as business-wise. This guy right here does UNINT. My boy right here. I'm going to bring it to you live and tell you guys what he got going on right now. I actually got a lot going on right now, so I'm going to let him tell you himself. Unique INT, step up to the plate, baby.
Man, I got so much going on right now. A couple tours, man, and it's crazy. Like, a lot of things have been going on, like, as far as business. Hold on 1 second.
Wow, big thing.
Yeah, is somebody else doing an interview?
Wow, man, you're thinking out, man. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, man?
Where you at? You in the studio right now?
That ain't me.
Yeah, you can't hear me because you got your stuff up loud. Can you turn it down a little bit?
No, that's not me. That's somebody else.
Oh, that's not you? Let me see.
No, that's not me. That's somebody else. Now that, hold on.
Yeah, let me get everybody muted back out. Okay, now you're the only one that's on right now, so let me check again.
Thank you.
And I wrote on this.
So, yeah.
2 seconds, great to go to all the way.
Hold on, Unique. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, we're not in business.
Yeah, that's your phone, brother, because I just muted you out.
All right. Yeah, sorry about that. I get so busy, y'all. You know me. Man.
Yeah, I know you. Yeah, okay, so
back to
get you back on, man.
Back,
tell us a little about what you got going on, brother.
All right, first off, I got about 3 to 4 magazines coming out by, I think, February. And then there's a couple tours. I can't really announce them because, you know, you got to make sure everything's in stone, of course.
Right.
Working on a new album. This album is like trap music, R&B, pop, dance. I mean, it's some real music.
Whoa. Back up. Did you just say trap music? Did you just say
trap music, baby?
Wow. Yeah. You doing trap music now? That's what's up, man. You gotta love trap music.
That's what people want. You know, they want to hear what they really doing. You know what I'm saying?
I
mean, for real.
That's what I've been.
Why you gonna make music?
Long. That's what they want to hear.
People gotta learn. People gotta learn. You can't just make music for yourself. You gotta make music for the world.
Right.
That's
sounds
the most
good.
That's the most important thing.
Unique. I got somebody on the phone that might want to holler at you, Unique. I got my man Harold on the phone. Harold, where you at, baby?
Oh, man, I'm right here, Caesar, man. I got some great questions, man, up close and personal with Unique. I didn't
see, man.
Well, you
know what? Hey, Harold, the show is all yours, brother. Take it away, man.
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. Now, I was reading up on you, man, and you were with this Black Smoke Music, man. How did you become the vice president and the artist under that label, man? I've never heard of that before, man.
Well, the thing is like this. When you do good business and you treat people right, sorry, excuse my voice. I lost it. It's been, you know, a tough week. Yeah. And I've been singing, you know, I do so many hooks and so many verses that sometimes my voice just burns out. But back to business. I am a solid businessman, which in these days is very hard to find. And basically, this guy took me from being an artist to pretty much like a person that works under his label because he seen that I had more than just being an artist, no offense or anything like that. It's just, some people are built this way and some people are built this way. So basically, he was just impressed on the way that I was marketing myself because I did this all independent, no major label. I'm going to tell you right now, I have 5 major labels that always are on my Facebook, on my Twitter, on LinkedIn, And for the artists out there, if you really want to get known, you need to get LinkedIn. You need to get LinkedIn because LinkedIn will help you a lot.
Most definitely, most definitely.
So the biggest thing I can say.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. The biggest thing I can say is the opportunity that was given to me was because of the way that I grind. Grind is everything.
Well, man, you must have been grinding hard, man, to become vice president of the label, man.
Yeah, at a young age, too.
He was.
Wow, man. Well, let me ask you, man. I mean, you know, here's my two questions, man. Is why did they terminate your position, man? And how do you feel about Black Smoke's current come up with the major record label,
hey,
Sony?
Hey, Harold. Here's the deal right there, man. Check it out. We don't come on the show and we don't ask questions like that because we're not out here to bad point. So we're not going to talk about that. We're going to go on to something else, Harold. You got any more questions, Harold?
Yeah.
Oh, man, absolutely, man, because I talked to Kenneth earlier, man, and he actually told me it was okay to ask these questions, man. But on to the next one, man. What will become of Unique INT in the future months and years?
Man, there's so much going on with me right now. Honestly, all I can say is you need to find me on Google. Just type in UNEEKINT and follow me because, man, there's really so much going on. That is the best way that I can tell someone. If you want to know more about me, because trying to explain everything in detail, no artist has that time. I mean, it's going to take hours. I can just explain to you, you know, follow me on Twitter. My Instagram has over 95,000K, and not no fake followers, not no fake views on YouTube. This is all grind. So if you want to know about me, you need to look up Unique, UNEEKINT.com. That is the best way for me to discuss myself. Other than that, you can hit up my manager, Yolanda.
Right. Now, here's my main thing, man. I just recently just started following you and checking you out this week, man. So, I mean, you know, I wanted to get a little up close and personal, man. That's why I wanted to make sure that I hit the right questions. But now I noticed that you have this new look, man, on the motorcycle, man. What's up with that, man?
Yeah,
I love the thing, man. That's cool, man.
Yeah, I've always loved motorcycles. And that one right there is a Bounty motorcycle. They're very rare. I used to ride crotch rockets. Yeah, I do ride. But I haven't rode in a while because I did something bad with cops. You know, I'm a bad boy. That's what people don't know. I'm really a bad boy. But we'll get off of that. I'm basically showing people this year a totally different Unique because I don't want people to think that I'm just soft and you can get over on me. I'm actually a good artist and I work very hard. But I'm going to show you a different side of Unique.
Nice, man. Yeah, I definitely am intrigued, man, and definitely like the whole motorcycle thing, man. Now, where are you located? Where are you from?
I'm from Portland, Oregon, but I traveled to California, New York, Switzerland. I go to the UK. I'm currently trying to get to Japan right now. Because there's a couple of people out there that are interested in me for shows. But I reside in Portland, Oregon.
Nice, man. Now, what's your favorite color out of these two, brown or green?
Out of what color? I mean, out of
what? The two colors that I just gave you, man.
Green.
Okay, man, because I noticed everything's really green over there where you're at.
Yep. No brownness anywhere. I mean, it
rains
enough.
Man.
So it's like,
it's
damn.
Awful, it's awful brown in Mississippi, man, in Mexico, man. I try to stay away from those places.
I already know. But I can assure you that no one has ever seen the Unique that is coming out this year, ever.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You're like transforming from Clark Kent to Superman.
I got to. I mean, I'm up against, you know, J. Cole. I'm up against all these different new artists, you know, R. Kelly. I mean, I'm up against some real heavy hitters. I can't come half-stepping. I got a full step, maybe even launch a step.
You're 100% right, man. Hey, Caesar, what song are you going to play tonight by him, man? I'm really curious, man.
Hey, he has a song called Let's Get It. I think I'm going to play that song right there because that song his manager sent over. So we're going to play that song, Unique, because that's already with you. Then we have another song called
Get It Poppin'.
Okay, cool. So tell me a little about that. Tell me a little about that song before we even play it, Unique.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, you can go. You go ahead and talk now. Unique, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go ahead and tell me a little about that song before I start. Before I play, tell me a little bit about the song. What inspired you?
Okay, Let's Get It is a song that was designed for people, you know, that just want to have fun in the club and just be happy like a rock star, you know. You feel like a rock star when you go to the club because why? Girls are either jumping around and, you know, ass is showing and you're having fun with your homeboys. I mean, you live in the life. The song is about being the life, a rock star.
Cool. Well, give me a world premiere, Unique, and we're going to play that song. Give me the world premiere that song.
All right. What did you say? I didn't hear you.
Give me a world premiere for that song.
You're listening now on the DJ Black Caesar Show. Friend Show.
Only support the real.
Let's go.
Let's go. Put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air.
Just what you going through.
Get
Wow. Sound like Prince, man. I like that song. Sound like my man Prince and also my man from the town, Morris Day. Hey, that's a pop star out there, man. That's something different right there. We don't get too many pop stars on the pop, man.
Yeah, I already know. It's one of them songs.
Hey, man, what's going on? Hey, how are you, Caesar?
Hey,
man, that was hot, man.
What'd you think about that song, Harold?
Oh, man, it was a wonderful song, man. It reminded me of Baby Bash, man.
Thank you, I appreciate that.
And that, I'm telling you, man. Hey, if I was to choose, man, who he would go on tour with, it would be DJ Black Caesar and KC, man.
Wow, that's great, man. That's great. Harold does have some good comments every now and then, but you know, anyway.
That song right there, man. Woo, man, that was hot, man. Straight fire, man.
Yeah. That is hot. I like it. Well, hey, brother, Unique.
Yeah.
You want to give us your social networks, man?
Oh yeah. It's as simple as this. All social networks is UNEEKINT. All of them. All the same name. Everything.
Cool. That's what's up. So that's easy enough to find, guys. If you're going looking for Unique, he just said one time, all you got to do is type in UNEEKINT. That's what it is, brother. And you also can find him on Facebook. He's like one of my friends. You look at my friends list. He's also one of Harold the Hippie's friends. He's also DC the New Man's friend. Also, Yolanda Moore's friends. This guy has a lot of friends out there in the world, so he's trying to get it going, and he's doing big things. He's got a tour going on, two tours coming up later on next year, I think, 2014.
Yeah.
He has tours.
I also have another tour that I'm doing with, Too Short, like five cities.
Too Short. Okay.
Yeah,
what is that tour? What is that going on?
I'm going to find out on the 8th. I will let you know more. I'll, like, text it to you. But,
Ace,
they're coming to get me, bringing me to Medford. Medford is over here by my house. Yeah.
Okay.
And then we're talking.
Hey, you call into the show and just say whatever you want to say at any time, man. Just call into the show on Wednesday night and say, man, Unique, I want to talk a little bit. And we'll give you about 5 or 10 minutes to talk about whatever you want to talk about, brother.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got callers waiting to talk to you guys too. They're like hitting me up on my phone.
Let me take 30
One thing I'll say.
Open. Okay.
Yeah. One thing I'll say is I'm going to keep it humble with everything I am because I thank God for where I am today.
Right. That's good to say, man, because a lot of people don't say that. But they might feel
I'm
it if they don't say it. So. Yeah, you're good. That's a good thing to say, man, because I'm a humble dude also. But 307, I got your phone open. Do you have anything you'd like to say to Unique or any comments?
Yeah. What's up, Unique? Shout out, man. How you doing, fam? Digging that track, bro.
Thank you, man. Just working hard, you know?
Yeah, man. I see that, man. I can't wait, man. Like, I'm really looking forward to doing a track with you here soon, dude. You know what I mean? And shout out, man. You grinding hard, brother. You grinding real hard.
Carter, what's your name, man? You sound like you might be related to me, bro.
This is Z out of 307 on the Wild West.
Oh, man, what's up, man? This is Aaron the Hippie, man. What's up, brother?
just doing my thing, man. Got a love for the music, you know.
Oh, man, that's wonderful, man. You sound like one of my long-lost relatives, man.
Hey,
right?
He has a lot of them. He has a lot of long-lost relatives, too, man. He ain't lying.
Well, yeah, man. Well, I was told now, you know what I mean? I just wanted to say shout out to my fam, you know. Shout out to Unique, you know what I mean? He's doing his thing. He's grinding hard.
Yeah, man. I'm just up here trying to keep it real and let people know if you really work hard, man, you can really get it. I mean, like, I know we all struggle to get somewhere as an artist, and I'm going to say this for everybody, man. Keep it humble. Don't act like you're bigger than someone, because guess what?
Right.
Truth be matter, you can't do it without the other person. So don't act like you're bigger than that person, because you're not, ever.
Right. Right. Hey, let's take one more call. Let's take another caller, man, from the 212.
Okay.
212, your mic is just about open. You can make a comment, ask a question to Unique. What's up?
Yeah, what's good? You talking about me, right, A Thugger?
Oh, A Thugger, what's up, brother? How'd you like
Yeah. My other number, I'm calling from the landline right now. Yeah, it sound good. You know what I'm saying? That got like a little, you know, like almost like a clubby feel pop, you know, commercial. I hear that you're working.
Right.
We got a lot of things in common. I shoot videos. You know what I'm saying? I'm the underground king out here in New York. You know what I mean? Humbly said,
right.
You know what
I mean? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, for sure. Ask about it. You know what I mean? We don't work with like anybody like from the Coke Boys, Pinky, Ron Browns, McGruff. We definitely look forward. You could check me out, megastarbrand.com. We could, you know, cross promote, like you said, you know what I mean? Add me on the Facebook, it's Megastar DVD, you know, and we could, you know, definitely cross promote and see what's going on. Work
hey,
it
Thugger,
out.
Hey,
I mean,
Thugger,
like it's time.
Hey, Thugger, what I'll do is I'll give them your information so you guys can
hook
up. How about that?
No doubt. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, Thugger, I'm also going to leave your phone line open because I won't remember, so I'm going to leave your phone line open, all right?
All right, cool.
I'm going to take another caller. Let's take a caller from 973. Your mic is open, 280.
Yeah, what's going on? What's good? It's cool. Yeah, I just want to say shout out. I'm feeling the music.
Okay, cool. What's
I'm
up?
Feeling the track. Nah, not much. I'm feeling the
track.
My head bobbing and everything. My head bobbing and everything. I'm really digging it. Real talk.
Something
new, clean and fresh. I mean, I'm getting tired of hearing the same thing.
I try to be different. Because, you know, the industry, for some reason, everybody's following the same thing that's going on. But if you look through history, that one person that stuck out changed history. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, if we all going to rock with each other and be the same, then nobody's going to be anything. We're going to have a whole bunch of people trying to be the same person.
Yeah, there ain't no uniqueness in the music.
Right.
It's everybody doing the same thing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm taking notes you're putting down.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You should also check out my video, too. It's called Trust. Just type in UNEEK and then Trust in YouTube. And, man, let me tell you, you're going to love that video. It's going to really tell you how real I come. I mean, like, that's my everyday life, that video. It's been out for 2 months.
I'm going to definitely check it out. Keep doing your thing, man.
Thank you.
Cool. Well, we thank you, caller. Let's take another phone call, and then we're going to start wrapping it up. Let's see. Let's take this caller right here. 347, your mic is open. 347. Okay, let's put them back on. Okay, let's take another caller. 336. 336, your mic is open. Okay, putting you back on mute. 336, if you want to talk. Okay, guys, let's get this artist Unique situated. Unique, give me your social networks one more time, my brother.
Hi. First off, just say UNEEKINT, everything. Facebook, MySpace, Twitter, Instagram, all the same. I will follow you back as long as you say, hey, I'm from the radio show.
Right. And he will follow you guys back. Trust me, I know.
I have 95,000 followers, and you are – welcome to them. But make sure when you follow me, say those words, because I get so many followers in a matter of seconds that I need to know who you are.
Right. Thanks a lot, Unique. We appreciate you, man. We thank you for coming to the show tonight. Thank you for giving up all that stuff you got out there, man. Good luck to you,
man.
I heard you working with DC Productions over there in Washington, D.C. That's a good guy.
Yeah.
Good friend of mine also, man. So that's a good brother right there.
All right. Cool. That's good to know because, I want to be around solid people because
D.C. is solid. D.C. is a solid guy, man, most definitely. He's always thinking about your well-being, man. So are you working with DC Productions? You're working with Yolanda Moore. What do you got good to say about Yolanda Moore, man?
She's awesome. I mean, she's so good. It's not even funny. It makes my job so much easier as an artist. See, I do have my business to focus on, which is New Live Productions, and then also Fine Line Marketing. But it makes it a lot easier. I don't have to push me as much. I can put one piece of information out there, and it goes everywhere.
Right. Well, look, brother, it was great having you on the show tonight, man. It was a pleasure. We had you on the show once again. This guy's been on the show a couple times before, but now we got him again since he has new management. My man is back on the show telling us what he has going on. He will be back again, so you guys will be stay tuned. Stay tuned to this show right here, DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. We always give you the updates on what's going on. I guess Stacey Darlene will be in here in a little bit, but until then, Harold, are you there?
Yeah, man. Hold on, bro.
Hey, Thugger, are you out there, brother?
Yeah,
I'm still here, man. I'm waiting. I got a whole bunch of callers that have been waiting, and they about to.
I'm here, man.
They're trying to talk to the people, man.
I had to take care of my smoke break, man.
I don't know what happened. Who just said what? But okay,
this is, you can hear me. Yo, Caesar, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hey,
what's up, man?
All right. I got some callers. I got like a handful of callers, man. They trying to talk. They trying to hear that music, that black
phone
music.
Cool. That's cool right there, brother. We appreciate all your callers. But first of all, we're going to get you up to the mic so you can talk to us a little bit, see what you got
going on,
man. Everybody has to wait for her, man. So I'm sorry that your callers got to wait for you to come on. But anyway, we just got to talk to you, Nate. Now you're the eighth other. What's up with you, brother? What you got going on?
Yeah, I'm from Harlem. Harlem World, USA. You know, I've been making music for a while. You know, I balance the underground market of, you know, just being an artist, just, you know, putting myself out there, and I've been creating. I got my label, Black Rolling Stones. We independent. You know, we putting out mixtapes. You know, I got a lot of new videos on YouTube that I just actually, you know, produce and myself, and I got a team of editors and different things like that. It's called MegastarBrand.com. That's like the company that we use, like, for services from studio time, videography, photography, photo shoots. We work with models. You know what I mean? We got the clothing line, Megastar, and Black Rolling Stones. And I'm also branding my name, A Thugger. We got the T-shirts, hats, CDs, boxes, panties, hoodies, socks, everything. You know what I mean? Everybody that's from Harlem that walks through 125th, right across from Apollo, they know me, you know what I'm saying, like from just street sales, you know what I mean, like that's why I'm big on the internet, I'm big in the streets, you know what I mean, I'm throwing my, any artist that's in New York, I got an event coming up December 14th, it's my, you know what I'm saying, that want to come perform and check out, you know, it's only $25 to perform, they can hit me up at blackrollingstones@gmail.com, we got people that come through from Florida, shout out to Lady Rose. You know what I'm saying? You know, people from PA down to Atlanta, you know what I mean? So this is like, I'm reeling them in. Like, you know, a shout out to the Coke Boys, my dude C Styles. I mean, that's he introduced me to you and all that. That's a good look. Shout out to them. We got the Coke Boys Real Right Series Volume 1. That's on datpiff.com. Check that out. Real Right, Coke Boys, Black Rolling Stone Mixtape Volume 1. And we got Part 2 coming out called Doing the Most. You feel me? I just want people to check out some of the videos that I have. That new videos that I got is called General. You know what I'm saying? My name is A Thugger. My YouTube is A Thug BRS, A-T-H-U-G-B-R-S. You know, they could check out the, I got a new video called General, Can't Forget Me, Rambo, and this other joint for the ladies called I Finally Met Her.
I seen that Rambo. I seen that Rambo. I think Robert Jackson sent that to me today.
Okay, cool.
Pretty
what
good.
You thought about
pretty
that?
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
pretty
you,
good,
know.
Man. I was digging,
yeah, like,
man. That was a
thank
nice
you.
Video.
Thank you, thank
yeah.
you. Yeah, that was shot right in my hood, right here on Broadway, you know what I mean? Like, that's another thing, like, that separates me from the rest. Like, you know, you got, you know, most of the people that has come from Harlem, they from Lenox, you know what I mean? Cam, Mays, Big L, McGruff, you know what I mean? Shout-outs to all of them, all those that paved way for icons such as myself coming out of Harlem, you know what I mean? And
right,
I feel
right.
like I'm going to bring that Harlem feel back to the game because it's missing right now, you know? And you know,
right.
definitely shout-out to everybody on Broadway, you know what I mean? That's I'm definitely putting Broadway on the map because, you know, that's where I'm from, you feel me?
Right, I got you. Hey,
yeah.
Isn't Jimmy from that area also?
Yeah, Jimmy's from
okay.
from the east side, El Barrio, you know what I mean? Shout-outs to him.
Okay,
I mean,
right.
But he be over here. I be bumping into him sometimes. Not lately, though.
Okay.
I haven't seen him in the hood lately.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But basically,
right.
like, yo.
He's a movie
like
star
I'm,
now, so he got a lot.
Yeah, yeah. Shout-out to him. He got the Vamp gear,
yeah.
you know what I'm saying? Definitely. I got an interview with Santana on the Megastar DVD page on YouTube. Pinky, we got a million
okay.
views. We viral. Shout-outs to her, you know what I'm saying? She one of the first artists besides her, G-Dep, you know what I'm saying? Ron Browns.
Well,
what
is G-Dep doing now? G-Dep,
that's my dude. You know what I mean? Shout out to him. He doing a bid right now. Like, I had actually did that song just before
oh,
that happened.
He's
yeah, he's locked up right now. Shout out to my,
okay.
You know what I mean? Send the love to the homie. Hopefully he holding it down and everything. You know what I'm saying? I got a video. It's called Dropped Off. You know what I mean? Check that out. Put A Thugga, A-T-H-U-G-G-A, and just put G-Dep. Dropped Off. That's a real street
okay.
banger. Nothing commercial
okay.
about that. That's some straight, you know what I mean? That's why I'm a versatile artist, you know what I mean? Like, I'm an artist that, and it's real, you know? I'm sincere with my art. I don't just write music just to try to cater to a market. All of that is me, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's about the ladies, whether it's about, you know, positive. I got conscious music and all that. I got a song called Bang for Freedom, you know what I mean, with my dude Jay Stoney. You know what I mean? He riding that BRS wave right now. And that's like talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, just standing up for what you believe in and different things. If you listen to the lyrics, it's like you could tell the level that I'm at, you know what I mean? But I definitely,
okay.
I definitely, like I said, for all these artists that's listening, you know, I don't want you to think that, because, like, I'm promoting myself, my music, of course, but we do network with everybody. I'm open wherever you from, you know, to cross-promote, you know what I mean? Like you said, Facebook, all that counts, you know what I mean? Just... Even if y'all come to New York, if y'all looking to perform and open a market up and, you know, get an interview and stuff like that. And also, let's say, like, you do something that I need and I do something that you need. It's not all about money. We could barter. To tell you the truth, I got this far from just off of learning how to network. Network, like, they call me the network king. You feel me? Like I when I meet a person, I really build relationships. You know what I'm saying? Like, people trust me. Like, just off of 125th, people give me their bread, you know what I'm saying, and trust me, because this is what I do. Like, I'm easily accessible. You know, I'm the type of person, I wake up in the morning, I say I'm going to go back to sleep, I end up texting all people my links and what's going on. Like, I'm like a one-man machine, but I got my team behind me, you know what I mean? And, like, basically, like, I'll be breaking night for this, man. Like, I just,
right,
you know,
right.
any labels that's out there, you know what I mean, they could check out megastarbrand.com. We indie, but we definitely... And transition into 2014, we trying to set this up with a major deal, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, check me out and let me know what y'all think about me. Give me the feedback on those videos. Please comment. Let me know what you think, whether you like it or not, you know?
Hey,
right
bro,
now,
I got one thing to say, man. You're a hot artist, man. I'm digging your swag. I'm digging your style, brother. You are that artist out there that has a lot going on. You got a lot of major things going on, even though you say you're independent, but you're a major in my eyes because you got a lot going on, brother. You got so much going on. I can't even talk about it. You're like DJ Black Caesar right now and DC Production. You got a lot of stuff going on, brother. And we do want to know about everything you got going on, but you need a show just 2 hours to yourself because you got so much going on.
Yo, I fucked with you, my dude, for real, man. I fucked with you, yo, because, yo, you're not lying, bro. Like, and I don't,
that's
why sometimes I come
across.
sometimes I come across as, I'm a real humble dude. Sometimes I come across because it's like an explosion. I'm trying to get everything out, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I try to shout, show love to everybody, talk about some of the projects I got going on, you know, but, you know, it's going to all catch up, you know, like the brother said, you know, all praise to the Most High, you know what I mean? I could never do this by myself, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people could change on you, you know what I'm saying? Friends, your girl, everybody, even family, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, when you got that connection with the Most High, you know what I'm saying, it's always going to work out, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you go through certain times that you be like, damn, you rock bottom, like, you feel like that love ain't there, but it's always there. It's just a lesson in that, you know what I mean? And then you get back up and keep moving, you know what I'm saying? So everybody out there, like, I definitely know how it feels to just, you know, the passion, just the grind, or, you know, like, I can never say, like, I'm not no Drake, like, just saying my lyrics like this happened overnight, you know what I'm saying? Like, I put in work, blood, sweat, and tears in this, you know what I'm saying? Like, for real, B. And I just want people to respect it, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, I'm, you know, I like to put out quality work and, like, feature artists on the DVD, you know what I'm saying? That, it gives them the exposure to actually cross over into the major market, like, you know what I'm saying? That's why you can look at me as a major artist. I call it independently major myself because it's like, all right, I'm not with a major label, but look at my associations, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you're meeting these people, they check you out. They're not just going to jump on your DVD. They're going to Google your shit, see what you're doing. Then everybody, they fuck with me because they say, all right, this boy grinding, you know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, some of those people that before I even had, now everybody, there's no doubt about it, they're going to want to get on the DVD. But when I first started, that's why I named those first couple of people, because I thanked them, because they helped me brand my company, you know what I'm saying, where other people and more underground artists now is levitating to that brand, you know what I'm saying? We got the clothing line, people rocking it and stuff like that. It's like when I throw a show now, like, I get my bread off of just getting other artists booked, you know what I'm saying? So it's like now I'm doing, like, it's not like management, but it's like almost like a little bit, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, it's like I got a lot of experience, like you said, man. I definitely look forward. I want to stay in rotation with you and cross-promote with you also, you know what I'm saying? Just to keep me in rotation, we could cross-promote each other, you know what I mean?
I could get an interview with you and feature you on Megastar,
you know what I mean?
Check it out, right, brother. We're going to get you on all the radio stations we got right now. We got like a ton of radio stations. I'm going to try to make sure I get you on all the radio stations. I got a promo that can get you locked in with like over 2,500 DJs worldwide. I'm a nerd DJ. I'm an international DJ. I'm a poor DJ. I basically take the major DJs, man. I'm the major DJ site, and I turn them into what I call the DJs. I got my own DJ squad also called the Grinding Music DJs. But when I work, I put it all together and I spread it out to those other DJs, and we'll have your stuff spread out to FM, AM, internet radio, script clubs, script bars, whatever.
So that comes with the BBS and all that, and all the numbers.
BBS, all that.
We definitely got to talk about that because I'm gonna put you into my marketing, brother. I'm gonna put you in my marketing, man. A lot of these artists, I want to tell these artists. Sorry. To please, man, invest in yourself, man. Do yourself a favor, man. Like, if you think that you really that deal, like the brother was saying, come with that originality. Be yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stop trying to sound like these other dudes that's on the radio, and, you know, break up the monotonous and invest in yourself. You know what I mean? My prices is so affordable. I started my company due to my competitors in the New York market, like Smack. What else? Sub-Zero, Cocaine City, shout-outs to friends, that's my guy and all that. But when niggas was coming up, like, you know, you had to be more like, you had to have, you can't be no 9-to-5 and trying to get on those DVDs because you're not going to give them $1,500 out of your rent money to do that. So you're out, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to get in. I created a market that bridges the gap from underground to mainstream. You feel me? You could work a 9-to-5, save your money up, throw me $150 to $300 and be featured on a DVD with the names that I just named. Who going to do that for you in the industry? Who going to do that?
Right,
nobody.
Right.
Who going to let
you
perform
right
for
right
you feel me?
It.
Like, just off of that, like, a lot, like, you know, I'm showing a lot of love, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to come back. You feel me? It's going to come back. I already know.
Right. Hey, check it out, Thugger. Let's get some of your callers on the phone, man. I got a girl who's been holding on forever. I'm going to get her first. 201. You can talk now, baby. Your mic is open. I'm sorry you had to wait so long, dear.
That's okay. My name is Sarah. I want to give a shout-out to A Thugga. You're not lying. He really does need his own show. I want everyone to stop what they're doing. I want everyone to stop what they're doing and go support A Thugga, Black Rolling Stones. You got CDs, DVDs, clothing. You know, find him on Facebook, Twitter, A Thug BRS, MegastarBrand.com. He's all over YouTube. Catch him grinding on 125th in front of the Kiss store. Please support him. He's really doing his thing. He's not like any other cats out there. So shout out to A Thugga.
Thank you, baby. I appreciate it, caller.
I appreciate it also. Hey, caller, thanks for holding on the phone so long, because this girl, she has been on the show since the beginning, man, trying to give you a shout-out.
I love you for that.
Hey, Thugga, you weren't even there, man. You didn't come in until, like, probably 30 minutes before the show started up. You came in then. This girl's
yeah,
been
I was
the
at the gym.
Party.
I was at the gym, man. I was at the plant.
Yeah,
I know.
I know you're at the gym.
Yeah, I know.
Hey,
yeah, you say the best
for last. Thank you for holding on so long.
Thank you, Sarah. I appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. Okay. Let's put Sarah back on mute. And let's go to, hey, Stacy, what's up, girl? How you doing?
How you doing?
I am doing fine. Hey, Stacy, the phone lines are lit up left and right, man.
Are they?
We got at least 100 people on the phone right now. Everybody's listening in. I don't know how many people we got on this show tonight, but we got 100 people on the show tonight. I can tell you it's probably at least 80 to 100,000 people tuning in right now nationwide, because we got everybody to listen to this show online. They're sitting in the homes drinking beer, drinking margaritas like I'm doing right now. I'm drinking a margarita. Well, actually, I'm drinking a coconut drink today, guys. I made up my own drink. I got coconut in it. I got rum in it. I got tequila in it. And I got some, vodka in it. Tastes pretty good. Tastes like a coconut drink, man. I don't know what it is, but it tastes real good. But anyway, guys, you know I'm a tequila man. I like that tequila. So I got my man Thugga on the phone with me right now. I almost called you Slim, dude.
Yes, indeed.
Slim Thugga. Yeah.
Shout out to
Slim
Thugga,
that's my dude,
though,
man.
Shout out to Houston. Shout out to Texas, man. Just because we got
yeah.
the same
Slim
name, we could link up with
Slim
your
Thugga.
Boy. We could make some music, know what I mean?
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah,
you said something, though. I'm sorry, Steve, but I was, you know, I've been listening. You know, I listen where I'm at and before I actually come on. But you said something that I wanted to hear a little bit more about. And you said, because, let me tell you, I'm kind of old school, and I'm back in the days when hip-hop actually had messages and they actually said something. And you said that you have, especially some of the research I did, that you have a conscious message. Can you tell me a little bit more about that? Because I think that's what hip-hop's missing today. I really do. Everybody's
okay.
always talking about, I'm this, I'm that, you know, driving cars that they don't own and spending money they ain't got. But when you actually do a... Right, you know? But, I'm interested in that because I honestly and truly, and Steve, I think you can attest to that, too. I think that's what hip-hop's missing a little bit, don't you think?
Yes,
yeah, you're right,
Definitely. I think when it comes to that, why a lot of artists don't want to show that side is because it seems like that commercial success doesn't usually come with that. When they see, like, for the biggest comparison, I always use Jay-Z versus Nas, you know what I'm saying? And they, you know, it seems like when you come with more of the conscious and the soulful music, it's like, you know, you end up in the background or back burner, you know what I'm saying? But basically what I try to actually do is balance that, you know what I mean? Because I don't want to be underground and I don't want to be like almost like I just want to balance that mix. Just be a nice versatile artist where you listen to my album and you could, you know, but I'm not like the roots. I'm not like super duper conscious, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's like almost like for my lane of people, it could convert somebody and spark up. What I like to give to the people is mostly like, you know, just business savvy, business sense, entrepreneurship towards their career, whether it's small business, whether it's an artist, whatever the case may be. Talking about, you know, stuff, society, just spirituality. I'm a spiritual person, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, like, you know, I think that's a lot of things, like, with the game. That's the biggest battle, you know what I'm saying? Almost getting pulled from the devil to God, like, you know what I'm saying? Which side you going to ride, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, and sometimes for, like, not to say, like, a Christian artist or something, but just like me, like, you feel me? Like, not going too wave about whatever, like, religious, but just, you know, big enough that spirituality side. Also, just in general, like, basically just speaking the truth and not being, not being afraid, you know what I'm saying? Just like almost like a prodigy, you know what I'm saying? Like it's like he still keep it thugged out, but he got music, like, you know what I'm saying? Like that's how my lane would be, you know what I'm saying? Like you can't really get at me and be like, oh, you said this and you said that. Nothing that I say is going to contradict itself, you know what I'm saying? Like I got a song, like I said, Freedom, Bang for Freedom. I like to talk about the law of attraction for all those that's tapping into that. Like, shout out to the lady, Rhonda, I think her name, what's her name? That made The Secret and all that, you know, different things like that, you know, like where, you know, staying positive, controlling your mind, thoughts, and manifesting your destiny to the maximum, you know what I'm saying? Like, even on a daily basis, anybody that has dealt with me has heard that, you know what I'm saying, from the females. I can't even have a female in my life if they don't understand that, because just in a sense, like, you're gonna be talking negativity. Like, I don't got time for that, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
on my journey, it's like just being positive. It's so hard, you know what I'm saying, with everything that's going on. It's not easy, but, you know, you have to control it, because the more you get up there, the more the trials and tribulations is going to come. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you just got to be – you got to. That's mostly what I would say I would bring to the table. You know what I'm saying? And, like, it's like, for instance, some of these artists that you look up to and buy their albums, they are very smart. They know exactly what's going on out here. And they do not want to educate you on different things so that you could come up, so that you can make it. It's just about keeping you down as a consumer of their products, actually. That's not what I'm about, you know what I'm saying? If you're a part of my movement, you're going to grow with me. As I grow, you're going to grow, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, I'm not even rich. And I could name a handful of artists that will vouch for what I'm saying right now, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, my prices is good prices. But back into what I'm saying, like, if I know something, I'm going to share that, you know what I'm saying, like, at the end of the day, you know. And basically that's some of the major things that I would say that's conscious that I expose in my music or just in my interviews or whatever the case may be, you know.
Having as much drive as you have, and with everything, you know, the business, the CDs, the marketing, the brands, the clothes, Megastar, you know, Black Rollins, all of that, how do you stay so focused, so young and just focused?
Yo, when you actually have been doing this, I wrote my first rap when I was 11. It wasn't nothing serious. Since 16, I actually looked at Lil Wayne, like, when he was coming out with that, I forgot the name of it, Hot Boy, whatever. I'm like, yo, I already knew, like, I'm looking at myself, like, I always been, like, a ladies' man, always been popular, you know what I'm saying, always doing it, everything that these dudes was talking about. I caught cases, you know what I'm saying, like, I did time, you know what I'm saying, just chasing my dream. There's no way that I'm going to stop, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, like, I'm driven. I call it, like, I'm possessed, you feel me, but not in a demonic way. I'm possessed in a positive way. To get my music out there and do the best that I can for my family. I got a son, you feel me, and for my family, all that I, you know, my mom, the ups and downs of my mom, I just want to give back to, you know what I'm saying, my son, my mom, my family, you know what I'm saying, that, like, people that support and just making it for them almost. It's not just a selfish dream. Like, that's what I think about, like, that motivates me. Sometimes it's real, it's like, it's weird, like, sometimes I think about it, but it's never really a thought of quitting. I never really get that thought, like, really. I don't know. It's just far from my mind, you know what I mean?
Wow, man, that's incredible, man. You got a lot of stuff like I got in common, too, man, like being a ladies' man. hey, Stacey, I got a question. Do we have him on our marketing plan or doing anything with him with our magazines?
You know what? No,
yeah,
but that actually is. Go ahead.
We will in February, so I was already going to talk to my business.
Well, remember, we're affiliated with several magazines, man, so if we can't use them in one, I know we can use them in another, man. This guy's got a jewelry line, a clothing line. I mean, you know, let's put him out there, man. Let's not wait till February,
please,
man. Let's
please,
keep going,
please, bro.
Man.
Like, I appreciate that, and I'm not the type that's just looking for a handout, man. I will show love. I will promote that. You know, all the stuff that I do, I feature on my website, so it will be seen. You know, I'm going to stay blasting it out. I send out the email blast, so it's like, it's not just like you just putting it. Because I hate, me personally, like when I do something for somebody, and I edit it, and I give you a good price, and it's like for the low, but then it looks like it has no views. Like, what's going on, brother? Promote that, you know what I mean? So at least we both getting exposure at the end of the day. So if I'm in a magazine, I'm bringing it to the forefront. Everybody that's involved with me going to know about that magazine now. If they never knew about your radio or your magazine, they will know now, you know what I mean? So that's what I definitely bring to the table. Like,
yes.
It's like a major artist. Like, you put him in your magazine, all of his fan base now converts into, you know what I'm saying, knowing what you're doing with your magazine. That's how it works, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know management, man. My management works with over 150 artists and bands, man, so I know that they would be real honored, man, to, like, help you sponsor, you know, if you sponsor them with, like, your clothing line and stuff, man. I'll get them wearing it to gigs and stuff, you know?
Yeah, that'll be awesome. That'll be awesome, man. Like, we really take my number, call me, like, you know what I'm saying, so we could really put that together. And I'm definitely down with that, you know what I mean? Like I said, with my events, too, I'm looking for sponsors with my events, you know? Like, you know, whoever, you know, like, you know, with the open mic showcases and stuff like that, every month I'm throwing one. So I'm definitely looking for sponsors who want to get a part of that, you know, to make that bigger.
I'm trying
to get to some music, man. We haven't played that.
Don't you have half an hour left?
No, we got about 28 minutes left. Let's study counting down.
Let's hear his sound
because I'm really digging what he's about. So let's hear what his music is.
Yeah, let's play it, man.
Okay, thank you. Let's get it.
Okay. Hey, Thugger, check it out, man. You already know what the deal is. This is the DJ Black Season Friends show. We want you to salute the show, and we want you to introduce this song called Be Cool, the final version, Be Cool. So tell me about what's that song about?
Wait, so you're going to play, I wanted to play I Got the Bank. You got that one?
I got Rambo Track Hall of Fame, and I got Be Cool Final.
Okay. So you want to go? Let's go with Be Cool. Be Cool is it's a song for the ladies. It's talking about that like, you know, like basically with, like I said, being a ladies man, I've met different females. This song is like not particularly talking about one specific female, but it's taking the best out of females that I've had or that I would want or desire and putting it into that one of what I need in my life. You know, basically like law of attraction, again, attracting that female that I want, you know what I mean? And also just, you know, like the interactions, like it's called Be Cool. It's like you said before, it's nothing like too tough with the pimpery, but you feel the wave. Like the beat is like almost like a 70s. I would say that this song, if it was in the 70s or 80s, I think it was, the Mac movie, it would be a great soundtrack for the Mac movie. But as far as the production, and then the beat is like, it's clean though. It's not like, you know, talking about bitches, hoes, whatever. It's actually about that main girl that you would want, like that wifey type. You feel me? That's what this is about.
I
it's on the signature album. We on the DJ Black Season Friends Radio. Shout outs. We number one. We taking over. We run New York. You know what I'm saying? Mississippi. You already know. We gonna get into this new banger. Be Cool. Drop that.
Yeah, baby. Black Rolling Stones.
I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time. By the way, what are you doing tonight?
She was with it. Told her be cool. Told her be cool. Like the wind blows. She'll go like the wind go. She here to stay, that's simple. Aura is astonishing, her body is a temple. She got knowledge like a scholar from Temple. Baby, I got it, don't let the money tempt you. On a job, them other girls like temp true. She's so sweet, even on a menstrual. She inspired them love poems. She fire like the new phones. No lie, truth be told. In the booth, you can't be labeled no hoe. Make an honest living and invest in the flow. She ride so hard, I told her be cool. Then I told her the mystery of God. Be cool.
Be cool, baby. Let the wind blow, baby.
Yeah, your body is a temple. I love you, 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 baby, be cool.
The world is what I mean to her. We inseparable like a new fur. So I network, few birds. I told her be cool, those just birds. They hating on the block, those just hers. They call that game, those just words. You without me, that's so absurd. Shit on the industry like pigeons on curve. Industry takeover, now they wanna merge. I'm chief in the best, east to the west. I'm so cool, nigga, hopping out some fresh sex. Started a blog, they wanna know what's next. Megastar, black rolling, nigga, we them checks. Talking to her means more than any gifts. But of course she happy when I light up a wrist. You ain't the mother chicks on that halfway shit. She all
be
in,
cool,
ain't no halfway shit.
Baby, let the wind blow, baby. Yeah, your body is tempo. I love you, 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 I love you. Baby, be cool.
Oh no, we no ordinary scenario. Got a feeling ecstasy. She ain't scared though. Best on chill, fishnet. Prepared though. When I talk, she observe my eyes flow. She cool like breathing on a yacht. She say she don't cheat. Loyalty's a lot. I'm from a city where I seen a lot, done a lot. Fuck it, my call a shot. Underground mainstream, I am hip hop. Fan base, I love you. You the reason I pop. Only my baby know I put in work, don't stop. That's what I tell her, put in work, don't stop. Shorty, go get her, wanna see me at the top. She know I deserve it, earn it, Grammy on the spot. She know I deserve it, earn it when I'm in the spot. Be cool with it, don't ruin it, she so cool.
New thing, she's wearing diamonds and pearls, okay. We're in a whole nother world, okay. We're in a whole nother world. Okay, okay. New thing, she's wearing diamonds and pearls. Okay, we're in a whole nother world. Okay, we're in a whole nother world. Okay, okay.
Wow, that was sweet, man. I was digging that jam right there. Man, you had me over here shaking my head. I mean, I'm sorry. You had me over there. Man, I was up on that, man. That sounds good. Hey, what inspired you to come up with that jam, man? That was a great jam right there, bro.
Yo, man, one of my engineers, yo, he came through. That beat right there is made by Charles Hamilton, as a matter of fact, man. I never met the homie myself. Heard a lot about him. Shout out to my dude, David Blaine. You feel me? That's my engineer, my graphics man and all that, and he rapping all that. We got songs. We actually did the song Rambo. We got the remix version, too. And he came through with that. And then, you know, like I said, certain days I might just feel like just talking to the ladies. And I was like, yo, I want to put something nice out there that you know, that's clean, like a clean song. You know what I mean? No cursing, no bitches, no nothing. Like, you know what I mean?
That's
so I did that.
I like the analogies. The wordplay.
Be cool.
I was really feeling
cool.
The wordplay.
Thank you.
Be cool. Be cool. Hey, Stacey, be cool over there, Stacey. Be cool. Hey, man, we got to play another jam of this cat, man. This dude got some stuff here, man. I can't wait to hear this other one, man. I heard it earlier. You guys don't like this. The song is called Rambo Track, Hall of Fame, man. You guys got to check it out, man. This is my man right here, A Thugger. Check him out.
When I close my eyes, I see the fantasy. Money, really close in a whole bunch of rides. When I close my eyes, I see the fantasy. Power, stands in a whole bunch of rides. And I'm getting this Rambo. I'm getting this Rambo. I'm
being with me
Rambo. I'm getting this Rambo. Play here, got second hand. We ballin' out of this new year. Bad chick in that Lambo. Here we go with Rambo.
Thugger Tron wrote this red ink.
Rambo. Yes. By this time next year, red mink, Lambo. My bitch ass like Pinky, red stilettos. Bet on rock and roll, her pitch for stiletto. I'm her dream fantasy, she going Rambo. Shot calling crazy cash, switch my tempo. I'm on hot 97, spinning around, be a rest flow. K-Slate, locking in, say I got the best flow. Memoirs of a rolling, car bought, not stolen. LAX airport, touchdown, I'm frozen. Westside, the signature, they bang with my potion. Gucci know I'm Gucci, so ATL, what's happening? Ambition through hard work, studio or traffic. Money, 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 hoes, get 100 bands for hosting. Megastar in love, I'm the king of this showbiz. Guarantee she call back, she know. Round table, let's talk with them. Love the boys, Royce, till I made back to with them. Squash the beef, petty, guap, overpower it. Act the blame, make them famous. Now girl, what's that summer in? I'm going in, steaming loud, jumping in the crowd. Get it poppin', get it crunk, get it Rambo out. The night is young, get it Rambo, get it wild. Girls gone wild, get it Rambo, they love my style. I'm going in, steaming loud, jumping in the crowd. Get it poppin', get it crunk, get it Rambo out. The night is young, get it Rambo, get it wild. Girls gone wild, they get it Rambo, they love my style. 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 They love my style.
I see them out there going ham. But we going Rambo. You dig?
Nice, nice, nice. Hey, dude, I'm sitting over here just jamming, man. That's a great song right there. I love
thank
that
you.
Jam right there, brother.
Thank you, Yo, that's like as far as like party going when I perform, it's like that shit gives me the chills when I perform that shit. Like, and a lot of people, I'm serious. Not all of my joints do that. I'm not gonna lie, but that one does. You know what I mean? Like, I want to give a shout out to Proper. You know what I'm saying? His number is 7718-517. Yo, he been waiting on the line for a while. And my other shorty, Stephanie.
Let me cut his phone. Let me cut his phone on right quick. What's his name?
Proper
718-517. Open now, brother. 718, your mic is open.
Yeah, what's good?
Hi,
what's good,
Proper.
Bro? How you doing, man?
I'm doing okay. I didn't listen to the radio show right now. And I wanted to say that I knew A Thugger for like 3 years. I'm going to let you know this dude is very business-minded. You know what I mean? Good person. Always on his grind.
That's what I like.
He may make some good music, things like that. Yo, he's on his grind. He's very business-minded.
Hey, what's your name? What's your name, caller? What's your name?
My name is Proper. P-R-O-P-P-A.
Proper.
Hey, check it out, Gas. My man Proper just called in and said my man is a business-organized dude, man. Now, I know that's great. I know you people think like, what's that mean? Well, what that means is he's about his bread. He's about his paper. He's about making people happy. He's about doing everything that we do, man. This guy has it going on. Like I said, he needs his own show. So what we're going to do is we're going to invite him back another day, and we're going to make him go on last to Nate Fan so we can have a lot of fun with this cat, man, because this dude has
man.
A lot.
Thank you, yo.
Do that.
Yo, Proper is an artist, too, so, you know. Tell him your email and your links too.
All right.
Yo, he come through for studio time. He about to be in the Megastar. King
Proper.
Me Bash. He from Brooklyn. You know what I mean? Like, they say that New York don't stick together. We gonna show this Megastar movement is gonna show that New York is gonna bring it back, and we gonna stick together, and we gonna do it for New York. You know what I mean? Shout outs to everybody. I heard Mano, he got at Trinidad James for coming to New York disrespecting.
I heard that too.
None of these artists gonna come out to New York, and I'm gonna stand up too. Next time if I hear anything about that, you know what I mean? New York, y'all gotta show respect for New York.
We gotta come together. We gotta be united. You know what I mean? As a team in New York, like everybody coming after our neck right now. You know what I mean? They think New York is soft right now, but it's nothing like that. It's the opposite. You know what I mean?
I never thought New York was soft, man. I think New York has a lot of credibility. My guy Pancho lives up that way. From What's Really Hood DVDs, y'all ever check the DVDs out up there? What's Really Hood?
I feel like New York got like the best. I mean, no shame on the other artists out there from the other states, but I feel like New York got the best artists. So I don't care what nobody say. That's my opinion.
Word.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Hey,
that's because that's where hip hop originated from, man. A lot of people don't realize that, you know.
Exactly.
Word. Like
exactly.
It's okay that everybody is doing it. You know what I'm saying? But yo, don't go ahead of yourself and try to actually disrespect, you know what I'm saying? This is one of the biggest markets. And New York, one thing that's stupid about New York is that we support other people that's doing that, you know what I'm saying, and just follow sometimes, you know what I mean? Because really, at the end of the day, if you look at any major artist that's out from New York, it seems like they're getting pulled. People are pulling their strings to sound like they're from down south or sound like they're from L.A., you know what I'm saying? Like, I can name them right now, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's not about that. A lot of people, like the other dude, what's his name, Unique, he was saying that, you know, just be yourself, you
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
I can see
some of these artists is like a T.I., like he like got like a Harlem slash down south side. I respect that, you know what I'm saying? But he's still keeping it true to where he at. He not going to come over here, start fucking with Dipset and try to act like he a New York nigga, you know what I'm saying? But some niggas
down south.
And then they turn, like, you know what I'm saying, on some Waka Flocka shit, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know what's going on, but as a matter of fact, Waka Flocka's from Queens, but even I forgot, you feel me? So it's like, shout out to him, he's doing his thing, he's making his money, but at the end of the day, when you're coming from somewhere, you know what I'm saying, it should be, like, almost in your talk, you know what I'm saying? So that's just how I was raised, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah,
anyway, that nigga rap Marcy to the end of it. You feel me? That's how I am. I'm gonna rap Broadway to the end of it. You know what I mean?
Man.
Shout out to the big homie J-Hover, man. Yo, holla at me, man. For real, B.
Hey,
Anybody that know the homie, I
want to
set up a meeting with
that
man, B.
Isn't Jay-Z from Marcy?
Yeah, he from Brooklyn, man.
And I'm from Brooklyn, too. Yeah. I'm from Fort Greene, but that's like 20 minutes away in a cab. You know what I mean?
Okay, bro.
For real.
I got you. Hey,
but anyway,
out,
so my SoundCloud, Proper 718. Look me up, man. I'm the next best thing out here.
Hey, Proper, I just wrote down your telephone number, Proper. I'm going to get at you tomorrow, man, if we can talk.
Yeah, get him
all
up
right.
there. Get him on the station, too, man. Get his music there.
Yeah.
Yo, I know I'm not trying to control the station, but there's one chick named Stephanie, you know what I mean? Her number is 347-764. She's been waiting for a while. You know what I mean? Because, yo, they texting me. They texting me like, yo, what's going on? I've been waiting since 8. You know what I'm saying? I don't want them to get mad at me.
Hey, bro, check it out, man. Hey, check it out. I don't mean no harm, but check it out, man. The phone lines are lit up, man. We got about 100 people in the studio right now. All of them got their hands up, and I only picked so many. So I better get your girl right now, Stephanie. 347, is your mic open yet?
Hello?
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 That doesn't
Hi,
sound
Stephanie.
Like her.
No, that's not Stephanie. That's not Stephanie. I'm having a malfunction, man. I'm trying to get it open. It's just spinning because I don't have enough bars. Okay, the bars are up now. I don't know why it's not coming open. Stephanie has a problem with her mic. Yeah, that's what it is. Let's go to somebody else's mic and see. They're going to have a problem. Yeah, I got every... Man, all these mics are having a problem right now. Okay, guys, hold on. Let me refresh my page right quick. Let me refresh the room right quick and see what happened.
Hey, man, have you guys ever been to Washington, D.C.? Can you hear me?
Who, you talking to me?
Apega, are you
my
there?
I'm talking to you guys, man. I don't want to have the lines all quiet,
man.
I'm freaking out, man.
Like, I want to say thank you, man. I feel like, this was a great interview. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of my interviews on the internet station, it was like, I'm glad that he told me, like, yo, you know, have your callers call up, you know, because most of the time I just talk and then that's just it. Like, I love this interaction right here. I love, like, the feedback, you know what I'm saying? This shit really makes me feel good at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm serious. Like, just getting the feedback, you know, and just, I love this, man. This is
good,
man.
Okay, hey, Thugger, I got the line open now, Thugger. Okay. Hey, Thugger. 347-764, your mic is open. 347-764, your mic is open.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, come on, talk up.
Hey,
what's up? You on.
Yeah.
Your time is now.
What's good? I'm hailing from Staten Island, New York. I heard A Thugger on 125th. I was privileged enough to be in his Can't Forget Me video with my daughter, and he official. He's from New York. He official. He raps about that official stuff.
Wow. That's what it is, man. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for sharing that, too, man. That's what's up. My man has fans all over the world, don't he?
No, most definitely. I was walking through 125th trying to buy some CDs, and I came across his stuff, and it's official. I listened to it. I loved it. I'm down with a lot of underground New York rappers, but he's official. He raps about positive stuff, what's real in the life, so I bought his CD. I kept rocking with him. He put me on, so everybody needs to get up on 8,000. For real.
Yeah, that's what's up, baby. I appreciate you calling in the show tonight. Sorry you had to wait so long, man, but you got to understand, I got my phone lines are lit up. I guess they're lit up for Thugger, man. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. Your show is official, but Ace has a real raps about some real stuff. Like I said, I mess with a lot of underground people, but he lives a life. He raps about it, and he's about that. You know, he's about that business right now. Uplifting everybody in the neighborhood as well as promoting himself. So everybody needs to get on some Ace Thugger for real.
Wow, that's what's up, man.
Thank you, brother.
That's
and she
up.
Did her
what's
thing
up.
In the Can't Forget Me video. That's on YouTube. Just put A Thugger Can't Forget Me. You know what I'm saying? I got my son
Can't
in there. Her
me.
Daughter's
okay.
in there. Yo, she
you,
came
you
to
know
show
what?
Love. You know what I mean? Like, yo, she definitely part of this. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's all love, yo.
You know what
I really like about you,
A Thugger? What I really like about you is we have a lot of artists that come on this show, but you have not bothered at one time to not show love for somebody. You've pointed out everybody
right.
from your videos to who's done your music,
right.
and I really like that. That's so positive, and it's very humble because it's not just you make it known that it's not just about you. You're working in a team on everything, and I just, you know, I really noticed that. I love how you're shouting out everybody. You know, the girl that called in, she was doing this. I mean, that's phenomenal. As an artist, I appreciate that. I really do this.
Thank you.
Very
you're
going to
have a phenomenal article with him then, Stacey, for the magazine.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I'm looking forward to it. Indeed.
Yeah, I know.
Indeed.
I'm looking forward to reading it, so that's going to be
What's
great.
What's the name
right
of the
there.
Magazine, by the way? What's the name of the
magazine? The name of the magazine for everyone out there that's listening right now, we got two magazines. The first one is A&R Review. The second one that Stacey's talking about, she's the chief editor of, the A&R Review Urban Edition. That's the one she's the editor, chief editor of. So she likes to pat herself on the back. But, hey, you know what? I like to pat her on the back, too, because she is outstanding. She does a good job of what she does. Very professional girl, and she's on top of it, man. I'm just letting you guys know. Everybody's listening to sound of my voice. Stacey Darlene is
so
that girl.
Stacey, call me, man. Call me, all right, Stacey,
oh,
so
no
we can
doubt.
Set that
definitely.
Up, all right? All right,
we
thanks.
Will definitely.
I definitely
want to
get A&R Review, yo. Like I said, man, I'm trying to get. If y'all can help me, yo, I'm serious. We could do some business. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all
got some connections out there.
You know, I know y'all
right.
hear a lot of artists that's out there that's whack, man. You know what I'm saying? Just
yeah.
give it like, yo,
yeah.
help a real artist get there. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna switch
right,
up when
right.
I get there, man. I want to keep.
Right.
You know, for real, like and. Yo, and when I get there, we could levitate everybody's company. You feel me? That's down with me.
Hey, you already said something that got my attention already. You're good with the Coke Boys. You're good with Boo City. You're good with Robert Jackson. You're good with
yeah,
me,
those are
man.
All my
those
guys. Fresh,
right
Boo
there.
City,
yeah.
Artis, you know what I mean? All of them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Artis, yeah, most definitely. Can't leave him out. Anyway, brother, you sound like a really good artist. That's why I want you going last tonight, because you get all the time you're going last. You see how you get that time now? You got two songs played, and you still going.
Yo, yo, my dude. When you played that next song, I was jumping up, son. No, for real, I was hyped. I was like, yo, That shit just made my day, yo. I was like, because I was like, damn, you gonna play one song? Oh man. Then I was like, yo.
I couldn't say that for the other guys, though. I couldn't say that for the other guys. They only get one song, but hey, when you go first, that's those kind of things you gotta live with.
Wow,
when you go last, like you did, you get your songs played, man. Because if you had a third song, I'd play that right now, but you don't. Right. So you don't have it downloaded yet. So we'll play it next week sometime. We'll get that song on, your third song on next week. The ones you're talking about.
Thank you.
I'm gonna get that downloaded and play it next week when we play the other gentleman's song also.
Yeah.
So
this is another thing that I don't mind doing. Like I saw you put some of the packages and stuff like that. We could talk about, you know, off the air, like as far as me promoting your services, I could bring a lot of the artists that I know, they looking for some of that stuff too, especially the radio
players.
That's an area where we not
all
we not
about
course,
that network.
Yeah, like with the magazine,
right.
The radio play, you know, that's
yeah,
the area that,
we could
you know, and then at the end of the day, like, you know, let's say like boom, like let's say like this is what I do. Let's say I need, you know, somebody I need a video, boom. I charge, you know, $250, but I'll throw you $50, whatever, just as a referring a client, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you give me a little incentive, you know, we talk over the line,
right.
And I'll bring people who want radio play, magazine interviews, all of that, you know what I'm saying? And like, you
right.
know, I could feature your logo on my website as a sponsor or a partner, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what, I'm going to send you that logo in a little while, too, man. I'm going to send that to
right.
your mom.
Right.
You're going to get four logos
yeah.
in the email.
Yeah, and the magazine. And the magazine, logo too.
I'm gonna send you the cover.
Hey, Harold.
Yeah.
Harold,
you gonna let him promote the brownie? Oh, he's not on there. Oh, I was
here.
Gonna ask
no,
him
Harold,
if he wants to promote the brownie.
Harold has a little problem where he hangs up 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 7 minutes early a lot, and I'm gonna talk to him about that.
Oh,
also,
wow.
I can't dig that. Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I don't know what
brownies.
It is. I don't dig it. You did a good job, brother. You did a good job, man. I just want you to know that, man. You did a wonderful job. Wait a minute, hold on.
Yeah,
this might be here already.
Yo, can you send me the MP3 to that too? I'll put that on my YouTube and all that too. Put like
the MP3 to what?
To this interview.
Oh yeah, you can catch it online directly.
You'll be able to get it online in about 24 hours. It'll be in about 3 hours. It'll be ready for you to download. So. You just come back to this area right here. Hey, you know what? Hey, Thugger, I don't think I got the right page for you. I can send it to your email because I can send it to you. You got a great interview going on. That's why you went last, and I say that last for the best, man. So this is a wonderful interview. Hey, man, damn, dude, do you do interviews all the time? You're very professional at it.
Remember, I told you I do interviews with artists also. Like, so let's say if you get on Megastar DVD,
okay.
I'm going to be – asking you, I'm going to do the research on you and ask you questions and stuff like that. So, like, my interviewing skills, like, that's where it came from, doing interviews with other people. And then,
brother,
like,
you
know,
That's why you're so professional. Hey, dude, you know what, man? We still got at least 80 people on the phone line. This is crazy, man. I've never seen this many people on the phone line with fat. I've never seen this many people on the phone line.
It's lit tonight, yo. I feel it myself. They listening, man. Black woman.
Oh, I think
stone,
we got
man.
Harold back.
I'm telling you, yo.
Harold's back on the phone now. Harold's back. What's up,
What's
Harold?
Up, Harold? How you felt about the music, man? Because I know it seemed like you a tough critic. You know what I'm saying? So I like just by if you feeling me, I know I got to go. You know what I'm saying? What you thought about that? I know you was feeling the first one. So what about the second one? You like that one?
Hello?
Harold.
Harold,
what's up, man?
Hey, man, am I on?
Yeah,
back away from the brownie.
Well, damn, man. I mean, I've been waiting 20 minutes, Caesar. What the hell, man?
Hey, I got a lot of people on the phone line, man. Everybody wants to talk.
Oh, wow, man. Are they hosting the show or what?
Hey, Harold, the man just asked you a question. What'd you think about that last song?
I think anything that he does is going to be provocative to the game because he brings a different style, man. He reminds me of the guy from New York, man, that does that song, It's Me, Snitches. What's that guy's name, man?
Oh, is that you talking about Swiss? You talking about Swiss?
Yeah, man, exactly, man.
Swiss is a powerhouse in the game, so that's a compliment. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Shout out
man.
To D-Block, shout out to Jada Kiss, Styles, Sheik, you know what I'm saying? DNY Olat, you know what I mean? Shout out to Chris Olat.
You know, hey, you know you ran me
over?
You know you ran me over, brother?
Who?
Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, okay,
man.
Shout out to
come
Wiz,
on,
man. Shout out to West Coast, you know what I mean? Shout out to Wiz. That's what's
hey,
up.
Man,
I do smoke a lot of bud, though, you know what I'm saying? I do,
hey,
I do
no,
smoke
I'm on
that
West
good.
Coast. I'm probably
sure.
the only one here on the West
I'm a stoner.
Coast.
I'm a stoner, y'all. You know what I mean? So if y'all ever want to come light up with me, come through. Y'all welcome to come to the studio and we just make some good music and burn it up. You know what I mean?
Wow. That's great.
I hope
that's
y'all smoking
man.
Right
like
now
that.
While I'm talking, man. Word, B.
Oh,
this,
wow.
I should have been on that
okay,
Chronic
yes.
album. I definitely, me and Wiz got to do a collab.
Yes, ma'am.
Man.
I'm here, Stacey.
You should probably send him some of your famous brownies, Harold.
Oh,
you
man,
really
New York's my second favorite place in the world, man. I was trying to invite him to Washington, D.C., but Caesar kept putting me on mute.
I didn't put your phone on mute, man. I have not muted you out not one time.
Oh, wow, man, then it must be somebody else doing it, man.
No, no, ain't nobody touches the concert but me, brother. And your phone
well, I noticed Willie's awful quiet tonight.
Willie's not even on the show tonight. Willie called me up and told me he had to work.
Oh, wow, man. AA meetings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, brother. Well, anyway, man, the show is about over. You got about maybe 2 minutes. Well, actually, the show is over right now, but we're still recording. Hey, brother, it was great to have you on the show. Can you give everybody your social networks one more time?
Definitely. Check me out, the megastarbrand.com. That's where I feature the videos, and you could get free downloads to my mixtapes. That's on datpiff.com. You know, it's different tabs. Don't think that that's just one page. It's like it goes down, but you could click the different tabs. Make sure you check it out. And also megastarbrand.newshop.com. That's N-U-W, not N-E-W, N-U-W-shop.com. Also Facebook. /MegastarDVD. You could talk to me from there, and I respond back. You know what I'm saying? It's actually me. Twitter is /ATHUGBRS. I also have a YouTube, ATHUGBRS. I got the YouTube Black Rolling Stones, and I got the YouTube Megastar DVD. Also, like if you put my name in Aaron McBride, that one is a new one. So it's a lot of people that I didn't even know that had my actual name. But just try to put my name, A Thug, and mix with that, and you'll see some of the videos. And what else? Reverb Nation /ATHUG. What else? I think those are the major sites. Oh, Instagram, of course. Instagram, ATHUGBRS. Like, you know, basically it's all the same thing. And then the second Instagram is Megastar Brand, you know. So, like, all you got to do is just remember A Thugger, Megastar Brand, or Megastar DVD, and just, you know, type that in, and those, I should pop up pretty much, you know what I mean, in the search, if y'all can't remember. It's easy. Like the dude, that's called Brandon, by the way. Like, the dude that said that, you know, all his sites is actually the same, that's the best thing to do, because when somebody's looking for you, you know what I'm saying, and you shouting out these sites, you want to have them synced in or make sense. The only reason my site's differential is because I have three different brands that I'm promoting. So, like, but basically you always want to, that's one thing, I take marketing classes too, so you always want to try to make it simple so people can find you. You know what I mean? So if it's Caesar Radio, it'll be Caesar Radio on Instagram, email, your desk,
hey,
everything. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, can I cut you off real quick?
Of course.
I don't think that it should be so easy for anybody to find me, man, especially the police, man.
Yeah, you definitely right about that. You know what I mean? Like,
so if you're legit, man, definitely put all your stuff out there. But if you're not, man, and you're making brownies like me, don't put it out there, man.
Stay low. Stay low key.
NerveDJs.com.
And we're going to keep it going like this. We're going to keep it all the way live. Shout out to the Nerve DJs in the building. Let's get it.
You're now tuned in to Nerve DJs Radio.
Hey, what up? This is Devin Rose, and I'm representing NYC. I'm putting it down with DJ Black Caesar. Shout out to NerveDJs.com. You're now rocking with DJ Black Caesar of Nerve DJs. Show your nerve. This is an exclusive DJ Black Caesar mix.
Hey, will you be quiet? Hey, check it out, guys. Check out the Nerve DJs conference call every other week. We have major independents. We do it real big. We have P. Diddy. We have T.I. We have Jim Jones, Cameron. We do it real big, man. We have anybody in there. Wiz Khalifa. We just talked to Wiz Khalifa like a couple weeks ago. So if you guys want to get down with us, get on the Nerve DJs conference call. And if you'll see the information posted on Facebook. Maybe Monday it'll be posted on Facebook. What number you need to call in. Guys, call in if you want to talk to some major stars. You can talk to them with Johnny O, Big Hep. We do it real big. And DJ Black Caesar, man. International DJs, baby. We're doing it real big out here. Also, check out the magazine, the A&R Review. Urban Editions coming out in January. Well, now I don't know, man. I think we're still coming out in January. So, guys, look for it to come out in January. If not, we might have some. Stacey just informed me. It might be February. I don't know why, but anyway.
No,
we got
what's
going on.
We're definitely coming out in January.
I'm sorry, Stacey. Tell me what you're saying, Stacey.
I'm not putting it all out there. I'm just saying we'll be out there in January 2nd like we planned. We just not might have it as fully packed as it is. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Well, you guys heard her say it, not me. So, hey, guys, the magazine is coming. So you guys are going to look out for that. And also going to look out for the A&R Review by D.C. over there doing his thing big over in Washington, D.C. with D.C. Productions.
Definitely.
Hey, guys, this guy's a beast, man. He's a beast out there. We got the world's biggest booking agent out there right now, D.C. Productions. If you want to book some major artists, if you want to get in touch with them, just get in touch with D.C. Productions. D.C., the music man, will make that happen for you. Oh, man, this guy is something else, man. We got a lot going on, and I want to share everything with you guys. And we're going to get up with Thugger. We're going to get up with my man, A. Thugger, man. We're going to talk to him and see what's going on with him. Yeah, we're going to talk to my man, A. Thugger, and see what we can get going on with him because this guy has a lot going on also. See if we can combine forces and make something work for you people out there that still listen. Hey, guys, thanks for tuning in tonight. You guys are showing a lot of love to the DJ Black Caesar Friends show. I'm being honest with you cats right now. I've never seen this many people tuned into a show that's been over for about 5 minutes. Everybody is still, we got about 82 people on the phone right now. Just letting you guys know what's going on. We got about 82 people on the phone lines right now. You guys are still tuned in, but guess what? The show comes to an end. I'm about to close you guys down. Thanks for showing up tonight. Every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time, the DJ Black Caesar show will be right here. We'll have some major artists. We'll have independent artists. And I love dealing with the independents. They're so nice. They're so humble. And I just like dealing with humble people, man. My man A. Thugger was nice. Unique was nice. And also, my man Jay Kush was on top of it also. You guys, thanks a lot for showing up tonight. I'm going to salute every one of you guys. I hope I'm your Facebook friend. If I'm not, then get me on Facebook. CEO Caesar. CEO Caesar. Caesar spelled C-E-Z-A. C-E-Z-A. Cat eating zebra apples. Baby. Thank you.
Caesar.
We're out. All right. Hey, guys, thanks for showing up tonight, guys. I love everybody. You guys did a good job.
Bye.
Bye.